The crowd seemed impressed with our performance of Take a Chance on Me. Even the judges said good things about the performance. One mentioned that up until now, we could have almost been called Birch and the Beach Bears, but in having Dipper do the main vocals, we had become more round, more whole. I wasn't too happy with him putting Dipper in the spotlight here, since one could consider it a breach of the promise he made not to have Dipper sing any romantic songs. But this was ABBA, and most of their songs almost require high voices and talk about romance. I'd have to see what Aurora thought later.
The votes are in. One of you will not be going on to round 8. The band that received the most votes to continue tonight is... The Beach Bears!
Birch gave a leap in the air at that announcement, but that wasn't his biggest outcry of the night.
The band that received the second highest number of votes is... Dowd!
Birch was shocked to see that Grizzly Stoughton Young had not even gotten second place. I'm no musician, but I have to admit, seeing a hip-hop group do a hip-hop version of Waterloo, complete with rap interlude, was quite fascinating.
This vote is crucial. Whichever band is not announced next is out of the competition. The third highest number of votes went to... Laugh Attack!
Grizzly, Stoughton, and Young had been eliminated. I looked over at Birch and Dipper. Dipper smiled, but seemed too tired to really care more than that. Birch, on the other hand, nearly cried. He had done it. He had beaten his arch rival. Now, I thought, finally, we could begin to relax. However, we no sooner got off camera when Birch disappeared to find out the next song and begin work, leaving me and Dipper to take in the congratulations of the other groups and to give Grizzly Stoughton and Young our condolences. Grizz, in particular, gave me a firm handshake, saying,
"Well, nice to see someone had the courage to face me."
Yet another clue. I looked around for Dipper and found him sitting down with a couple of singers from Laugh Attack who were trying to get him to giggle for some reason. We got back to the hotel very late, and Dipper went to bed almost immediately. The next day, it was more of the same. Almost as if Grizzly Stoughton Young had won last night.
Saying I love you.
Saying I love you.
No. It's saying I love you.
Try it again.
Saying I love you.
No.
Saying I love you.
Saying I love
you. You're not even listening to me.
Don't yell at me.
Dips, come back. We have to perform.
Let him go.
But we only have...
I said let him go, Birch. You pushed him too hard.
Well, if he'd only sung it right.
Well, you've been pushing us all too hard, Birch. Oh, there he goes into the park across the street. He won't go far.
I'm sorry, Star. It's just that we only have 3 days until...
No, you won't get anything out of him that way. Go easier on him. He's homesick. Uh-oh, now it's starting to rain. Well, that'll bring him back.
Okay, it's been 10 minutes. Why isn't he back?
Well, if you hadn't yelled at him...
Yeah. Come on, we can't let him stay out there.
Dipper?
Dips?
Dipper?
Dips, come on, I'm sorry.
Where are you?
Dips, where are
come
you?
Come on, Dipper, we've got to get going.
Wait, there he is, over there.
Dipper, there you are. Dipper?
Huh? Oh, hi.
Are you all right? You're soaked. Why are you smiling?
I met someone, I think.
You think?
Well, I don't know. She never told me her name.
Oh, she. Well, where is she?
I don't know. She disappeared.
But you met her here? Where?
Well, I ran into the park, and it began to rain, and it rained harder and harder, and I got scared, and I kept going, and then I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. I knew I had to say hello. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. But I knew she had made me happy. Suddenly the sun broke through. I turned around, she was gone. And all I had left was one little flower in my hair. But I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. Showed me the way to find a sunny day. Was she reality or just a dream to me? Her love showed me the way to find.
Well, at least the rain stopped.
Wait, you think you imagined her?
Maybe.
Birch, let's get him inside. Get him warmed up and let him sleep. I think he needs it badly. He may be hallucinating.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Uh-oh. Here comes the rain again.
It's okay. I'll carry him. You hold the umbrella.
Ha ha ha.